Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's thoroughly confusing Thursday, and it sure as hell has been. It's the 21st day of March, 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 50 degrees here, 4,200 feet in high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 60 and a low of 35 and partially cloudy. So it's warming up a bit. It has been. I guess that's a good thing. But I'm seeing a year when So much moisture, and then the sunshine, and by June the grass will be as tall as I am, and it'll be drier and shit, and then we're gonna suck smoke all fucking summer long. I can feel it in my bones. Anyway, we'll be back in a moment. We'll go over and see what they got to talk about there on the alternate fucking Ministry of Lies alternate. That ain't alternate. It's alternate controlled oppositional newscasts. We'll be right back.
Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. I'm ready. I'll click over to the Ministry of Lies, alternate controlled oppositional propaganda. Coming up, maybe. Gonna give it to me? Come on. Did you lose it? It's loading. It says it's loading. I'm gonna have to try again. Come on, you motherfucker. Is this how you're gonna play today? Anybody, the phone started acting up or anything? I'd like to know about it because this shit's acting weird today. Doesn't want to load the main page.
Phone's working, Henry.
Cool, thank you. This fucking page, it'd load, we'd be in business. What is the fucking, here we go. Fuck you, whoever is responsible for that. The way to start out the conversation. Here we go. German government tells children to prepare for World War III. Your parents will die. You know what? This whole World War III thing is a crock of fucking horseshit. These guys are maniacal maniacs, but they don't want to destroy the wealth. If they want to kill all of us, in 3 years we'll all probably be dead of turbo cancer while we're waiting on this fucking phony ass goddamn nuclear war that ain't gonna fucking happen. And they talk about, you know, going into other countries. No, you're fucking not. Goddamn Russians have enough to destroy this fucking planet. We have enough to destroy this fucking planet of nuclear weapons. And it's fucking not an option. You're not going to defeat no fucking buddy that don't want to be defeated, that would rather fucking blow it up than be your fucking slave on it. Anyway, German children have been instructed by the government to prepare for World War III and expect loved ones, including their parents, to potentially die, not in battle. Their parents are going to die of turbo cancer. You think about it, since cancer came out, the trillions, it has to be trillions by now, of dollars that were fucking put forth and donated and from every fucking angle for a cure. They never looked for a fucking cure. The fucking pharmaceutical industry was built on that fucking lie. And all they offer you is a fucking real sick fucking death by a thousand cuts way to fucking die. And you know what? You're going to pay for it, you son of a bitches. You are going to pay for every fucking thing you have done to this fucking country. But I mean, you think about it, people. I mean, I don't know if we went to the moon. But by God, you put that much fucking money into the cure for cancer, and then you find out, oh shit, you know, some fucking Rick Simpson oil will fucking cure it. Or fucking apricot fucking seeds ground up will fucking cure prostate cancer. All of it's been there. They could have done it in the first fucking place. And think about when the cancer first came out. It was rare to hear about somebody dying of cancer. And now they're telling you, after all these years and all these trillions of fucking dollars and this fucking multi-billion dollar a year profit fucking industry known as the pharmaceutical industry, in couple with the fucking goddamn medical industry, are all fucking fat cats, are going to fucking tell you that you're going to get 50% are going to have turbo cancer. Well, how in the fuck did that happen, boys? Oh, it was COVID. You mean the COVID-19 that never fucking existed, that you've admitted didn't exist? Or could it be those fucking kill shots? You keep calling them vaccines. The CDC put right on their own fucking site. That's not a vaccine. That's not a vaccine. They never claimed it to be a vaccine. But I mean, you keep saying the same things over, and you have the control over the fucking media. You've got it now. This ain't the fucking goddamn boards I used to look at. This isn't the fucking articles I used to cover. These are fucking goddamn all incorporated motherfucking Porsche driving goddamn fucking elitist pricks that are fucking putting this shit out. And this here is just a scare. They're preparing for your parents to die, people, young people, and you're going to die too. I mean, turbo cancer is going to be like the fucking goddamn heart attacks and shit. It's going to hit every fucking buddy because we've all been exposed by the fucking typhoid Marys and the typhoid Bobs, who went over there like the cowardly shits they fucking are. You had a 99.8% chance of survival of their so-called COVID-19, which was just the annual flu, which there was no annual flu that year. And you fucking go in because you're fucking yellow, because you don't read, because you're fucking ignorant. And now you're ignorant cowards on top of it. You make me want to puke. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. You make me want to puke, German children. Fuck you. Venezuelan migrant urges followers to invade homes in America using squatting laws. Well, yeah. What the fuck are they doing in Palestine? Here, you know, that we put these stories up, and it's like, you goddamn son of a bitch is coming in, and these are like people's homes that have been left vacant. They're going in and they're throwing the fucking Palestinians out, killing them, and taking their fucking houses. But hey, wait a minute, they're fucking Jews, so that don't count in the equation. Insane footage, Biden illegal alien welcoming center in Chicago exposed, with Terry Newsom, 357, and public policy man. And these guys go around, it's a video, but they go around and they show how the, you know, these fucking foreign son of a bitches that we should be shooting, these fucking goddamn invaders, are telling these guys you can't stand on a public sidewalk. And finally, the police. You know, the fucking goddamn corporate motherfucking mercenaries who have no jurisdictional authority whatsoever in this goddamn country, because we, the people, never granted it. In fact, we forbade it. But they come along and tell me, yeah, you have to let them stand on the sidewalk. Our fucking sidewalks we built in front of a fucking public building that we fucking built. And these guys are being told by these fucking foreign cocksuckers, oh, you can't be here. Oh, yeah? I'm ever going down a public sidewalk and that happens to me, I'm going back and getting the fucking gun. I'm coming down and I'm going to mow you motherfuckers down and I'll show you I can go down that fucking sidewalk. You try to impede my fucking movement by one fucking little inch, you cocksuckers, and I'll leave your foreign fucking asses in the puddles of blood. And it's my right to do it. The grandmother who wants to lead Israel back to a Gaza without Palestine. Yeah, you fucking cunt. You know, this all comes from the fucking, the Torah, you know, the Israelites were here and they were there. Whatever you fucking say, it's not a goddamn, it's not law. There's nothing in it. It's just like the Bible. It's all fucking subject matter bullshit. And I wonder who would write down that the goddamn world belongs to Israel and they're the Israelis are the chosen people of their God. It's supposed to be, you know, it's supposed to be the same God, Yahweh, you know, fucking, the fucking Jews, the fucking Christians, the Muslims, all the same God. But he kind of got his messages mixed up. But I can see why the Khazarians and the Nazkanazis chose to be the Jewish religion because, hey, man, you're special. I mean, hey, wait a minute. How does this work? Is this a fucking race? I mean, Zionism, we know, is a fucking political system. But I mean, all of this fucking horse shit. And let's read this a little bit about this. And these arrogant motherfuckers are over there killing little children, committing genocide. And you know what? Fuck, we have fucking acclimated ourselves to. We accept it. Here in our own country, 100 million fucking dead. Fuck, we've accepted it. What in the goddamn hell's wrong with us? The Clarissa Ward, fucking CNN. See, this is mainstream. It's all going to be mainstream from now on, guys. But we're going to rip it up, just like we did the mainstream back when we used to have it on the fucking stupid box that I won't turn on no more. The message went out the day before on several WhatsApp groups, a chance to meet Danielia Weiss, the grandmother of the Zionist settler movement, for an informational session on the reestablishment of Israeli settlements in Gaza after the war. It ain't a fucking war. It's a fucking genocide. You're going in there. You want to kill every fucking one of them, you old cunt. I hope you fucking face, well, it already has rotted off, looks like. By the time the evening host had put out a freshly baked chocolate baka for the 20 guests circled in her living room in the Carnaria. I just love speaking foreign languages. Sharmon, a settlement in the West Bank. Weiss was already well into her pitch, but her audience needed little convincing. They were true believers with deep nostalgia for Gush Katif, even if some were too young to have been able to remember it existing. The block of 21 Israeli settlements was forcibly evacuated by the Israeli Defense Forces in 2005 when Israel left the Gaza Strip. Register, you'll be in Gaza, Weiss said with an intense gaze. The 78-year-old telling her audience she is absolutely convinced it will happen in her lifetime. I'm sure you are, you old fucking cunt. Any such land grab from the Palestinians would be what? What's that fucking word? Illegal? You mean it'd be unlawful? You mean it'd be fucking invasion by a fucking goddamn hostile force that is unmatched in their fucking brutality towards unarmed children and fucking women? And I don't know how they'd stand up against a fucking man. Why don't you fucking pricks come over here and fight some fucking men? Or maybe, well, we'll get to you. be illegal under international law, impractical and likely to engender global outrage against Israel. Whoop-de-fucking-do. If goddamn the world will accept fucking them blowing the arms off of little fucking babies and fucking killing pregnant women and burying them in fucking rubble, why in the hell should they fucking get pissed off about this shit? These son of a bitches have come out and they've shown exactly who they are, and they've said, fuck you. We are a minority on this fucking planet, and yeah, you could wipe us fucking out, but you fucking won't, because we own your fucking politicians. Well, they're not my politicians, son of a bitch. And a lot of people, well, they're not our fucking politicians. There is no goddamn government in this fucking country except the fucking people and the fucking law of December 15, 1791. That is our autonomy. All the other rest of it is fucking, well, it's corporate fucking policy bullshit fucking statutes that don't mean shit. You try to enforce them, you fucking die. They violate the fucking Bill of Rights, you die. You cannot fucking do it. We've already said so, and it's our duty under the second article to fucking enforce it. You took our fucking courts away? Okay, that's what the second article was put there for, just in cases. You want to take our fucking courts away? We get out our fucking guns and we blow your fucking asses out of this goddamn country. Your fucking goddamn corporations are going. Your goddamn, what the hell is the word I'm looking for here? I start getting mad and I start forgetting shit. I'll get it here in a minute. Danielia Weiss, the 78-year-old grandmother of the settler movement, says she is certain Jews will return to live in Gaza for in her lifetime. Oh, I'm sure you are, you fucking bitch. You might be wrong, though, because the world might turn around and just snuff your fucking asses up. Masons, that's what I was talking about. The fucking Masons that are fucking the ground troops for the fucking kite Jew motherfuckers across this land. There's a fucking Mason Lodge in every fucking community. Those motherfuckers not have got to be burnt to the ground with the fucking traitors in them. Every one of those son of a bitches put up against the wall for fucking treason and sedition, because they, by God, they have committed it. And it's easily proven. We said 500 families have already signed up to resettle through her organization, Natalia, whose name means inheritance, but you wrote it down in a book. I mean, I'm gonna write some shit, man. So 10,000 years ago, I know I had a dream that 2,000 years ago, the whole goddamn world was left to Henry Shively, and I want it fucking enforced. God damn it, because my God, Sammy the Snake God, fucking said that, hey Henry, it's all yours, and everybody else get off my fucking planet. One of Nachelia's members told the group they were sending a representative to Florida to raise money for the cause. Nachelia already received support from groups in the U.S., including Americans for a Safe Israel, even as the Biden administration strengthens its occupation to settlements in the West. You betcha! You Zionist Jews, how you lie? I don't get you fuckers, man. You say you're Zionist Jews, you go over there in Jerusalem. I've got goddamn footage of the streets of Jerusalem with the Jews spitting on you, telling you they're going to kill you because you're idol worshipers, and they hate you, and it's their duty to kill you. Well, that's all right, because my God wants me to kiss their fucking Jew asses, so I got to do it. You better check your fucking writings, buddy. Of the more than a dozen organizations now pushing for reestablishment, establishing settlements in Gaza, Weiss Nachila is the best known. She comes from the original generation of settlers and has been leading to the movement for decades. I love the way that when the conquest comes, you know, it's like the United States when, you know, it was taken. This place wasn't, I mean, Columbus didn't discover fucking America. There were people living here. They had towns, cities, the whole thing. But, we're settlers. And, here come the settlers. We're going to settle that land. Hey, wait a minute. It's my backyard. You're settling there. That was kind of like the goddamn fucking this big push they have for the foreigners to squat in people's homes and take them away from them. Tell you what, you squat about 10 seconds of mine, and I'd fucking come in with a pistol and beat the hell out of you with it or shoot you, and your ass would go out the fucking door. Anybody came and had a problem with it, we're on. Let's do it. Weiss projects the image of a charismatic grandmother, her hair wrapped and her face seeming kind around that direct gaze as she believes the message with devout conviction, but at their core, her ideas are more rooted in beliefs of Jewish exceptionalism. What you think you're fucking better than me, you fucking kike? I don't. I think you're fucking animals. I think you're the lowest form of life on this fucking planet. And her policies have no room for a two-state solution. I really don't give a fuck what this old cunt says. You don't do shit. I mean, karma's a bitch. And I mean, the world hates your fucking guts. You got to know that by now. And soon when shit sparks off and it's time to go, I mean, you got nuclear weapons? We got fucking nuclear weapons. I hate to blow up fucking Palestine. Then the Palestinians can't go back. But I don't know how they'd feel about that at this point in the ball game after what they've done to their babies and their children, the fucking sick pricks and starving them. These are animals. How can they claim to be anything else? And her policies have no room for a two-state solution. I don't get, who is this fuck? This one fucking person, is that what your policies are, cunt? You got a fucking army to back them? Can you fucking back them? I don't think so. To the Israeli-Palestinian strife, it's not a strife. You're committing fucking genocide, you two-bit whore, and you will fucking answer for it before it's all over with. There will be justice. Projected on the wall during Weiss's presentation was her version of a post-war Gaza, a map with six nucleus groups laying claim. I mean, that's exactly, I mean, just think about being an Indian back in the day. You know, they'd plant their crops in the springtime, and then they go off and they fucking hunt and gather and then come back and harvest their crops. They had fucking long houses. They had cities. And come back and some son of a bitch has built a cabin next to your fucking cornfield and saying, it's his, my cornfield now. Oh, you don't like it? We'll bring in fucking troops and kill your fucking family, kill your fucking babies, kill all your fucking people. How do you like it? Settlements spanning the entire length of width of the strip. There were no areas for the 2 million or so Palestinians who call it home now and who have seen lives, homes, and communities devastated by the ongoing war sparked by Hamas. See, who did this son of a bitch now? We're going to go get you. You're going to be marked, you motherfuckers. This is, CNN, that just goes... That's par for the fucking course. What am I saying? Urging sign out. See where we were here. Wiss was blunt in her wishes for Gaza. And when CNN interviewed her in her home in the West Bank settlement, no Arab. I'm speaking about more than 2 million Arabs. They will not stay there. We said Jews will be in Gaza. Well, we know what the target then, don't we? We said that sounded like ethnic cleansing. Wes responded, the Arabs want to annihilate the state of Israel. You're attacking somebody and saying they want to annihilate you. You have invaded their fucking country. Invade my country. I'll want to annihilate your fucking ass. You have invaded my country. I do want to annihilate your asses, you fucking kike pricks. What a gall. Unbelievable, God, you really, I look at you motherfuckers and you look like goddamn dogs to me. Of Israel, so you can call them monsters. You can call them cleansing of Jews. We are not doing to them. They are doing it to us. I mean, that's a typical fucking Jew way. Hitting somebody and said, quit, stop hitting me. Ow, ow, as they're the ones welding the fucking goddamn whip. That's a fucking Jew for you. And everybody's figured it out. I'm sorry, you fucking pricks, but you're done. We said a return to Gaza became a priority for her after the October 7th attacks. See, this is CNN. The October attacks have been proven to be a fucking false flag perpetrated by Hamas and Mossad, both created by fucking Israel for the express purpose of fucking committing genocide on the Palestinian people, man, woman, child, pregnant woman, they don't give a fuck. Kill them all. Fuck you, you old bitch. Her views traditionally seem and as extreme in Israel have become more popular since that day. Yeah, with fucking Israelis. Rest of the fucking world knows what you bastards are. Related article, Israel's far right wants to move Palestinians out of Gaza. Its ideas are gaining attention. A poll in January from the Jewish People Policy Institute, funded by 26% of Israelis, advocated for the reconstruction of Gush Katif settlements after the war is over. It's not a fucking war. On CNN, this is CNN. See, they play that fucking game. It's not a fucking war. It's not a war. If I go down the street and I fucking take a baseball bat to a fucking three-year-old, is that a fucking war or is that fucking murder? It's fucking murder. That's what it is. It prima facie, you son of a bitches, after the war is over, you sick bitch. Among supporters of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu right-wing coalition government, the number jumps to 51% compared to 3% for supporters of the opposition. Late that month, jubilant crowds packed an auditorium in Jerusalem for the Victory of Israel conference calling for the resettlement of Gaza. That's what it was always been about. Don't pretend like this just popped up, you fucking filthy kike. Son of a bitch and backstabbing, dirty pig shit eating bastards. Weiss was a speaker at the conference along with her settlement neighbor and finance minister, Bezalel Smotrich, and national security minister Ben-Gurion. If Trumpy gets in there, man, it's going to be fucking, I'm telling you, Syria is going to be next. Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, Iran, we're expected to go kill the Iranians for them. But if the people just say, you know, fuck you, we already have guns. You ain't going to give us a gun to send us to kill nobody. We got a gun and we're going to kill you. You are in gross violation of the people's law. You're in gross violation of the people's ethics and the people's morality. You are going to fucking die. We're putting you up against the fucking wall. You're enemy combatants. You've already declared war on we the people and our law. This is our fucking country, not yours, you motherfucker. You're one person when you're out of the fucking fiduciary. That's it. You have one fucking single little slice of the fucking pie that belongs to you if you're an American national. Beyond that, you can't take what's mine without going through the common law procedure in the fucking Bill of Rights, and you have not done that, so that makes everything you have done a fucking fraud, including the Act of 1871 and the Act of 1875, and making this a fucking corporation, the United States Corporation. Well, you know, corporations don't have any authority over an American national. Corporations fuck with you, you get to blow their ass away. You try and fucking do it. Everybody knows what you are, and you talk, I mean, everything's commerce, commerce. This country wasn't about commerce. It was about freedom and liberty, and fucking there was a plenty for the people here. There was a plenty for us, but, I mean, God damn it, people. I've said it before, the original fucking people that rose up at fucking Lexington and Concord, the people that fought for the goddamn freedom and liberty should have went to Philadelphia after the fucking surrender at goddamn Yorktown. And he should have went to fucking goddamn Pennsylvania and fucking killed every goddamn aristocrat, because they were the ones that they originally rose up against. You think they said Jews? Who else could twist something like that? The people rose up for their fucking rights that were being denied by the king's men, who ended up being the same son of a bitch as George Washington, fucking Adams, and fucking Hamilton. All those pricks were the ones that we rose up against, that the people rose up against. And who ends up within fucking control so that they can start their campaign for fucking corporate fiefdoms across this fucking nation so that we can, you know, fucking they could steal our fucking property. Even Jefferson said, we will wake up homeless on the continent that our grandfathers conquered. And by God, it's, if you look in the fucking streets, it's happened. And bringing these fucking illegal motherfuckers in here, this invasion, it's in a fucking invasion army. You can't see that. You're fucking blind. In one eye and you can't see out of the other. Scott McWeeny, CNN, also in attendance was Heritage Minister Amelia Elijah. In an interview with CNN, Elijah spelled out his support for Weiss version of post-war Gaza. Even when challenged strongly, here he is, an expert, Minister Amelia Elijah. The language of the land says that whatever there is, wherever there is a Jewish settlement, there will be more security. Don't mean there will be an absolute security, but there will be more security. Then you need another buffer zone. Wait, you're coming up against the fucking borders of Egypt. Well, we just need 15, 20 miles, just like the Golan Heights, that you're now fucking pumping the fucking oil out of that belongs to the fucking Syrians, and just like you're fucking putting settlements on. Why the Arabs haven't wiped you mother? Well, yeah, I know why they haven't, because you have your goddamn Rottweiler attack dog known as the United States, you butt-licking motherfuckers that do not represent the people. And you think that, hey, call up the people and see who will come fight for them kite motherfuckers. I bet you don't do so fucking well then. Anyhow, enough of that one, man. There was a plethora of stories. We're going to go and take a break, and I'm going to drink the water. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Hey, when was the last time you sat down and had dinner with your kids? Talked about what's going on in their lives. Last time you just stopped and helped somebody out, I bet you can't remember. What a lot of people are saying, we're changing for the better, but that don't interest me. I like the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. Trade all those memories for one more day, how it used to be. I like a simple life. I want to get up Sunday morning and go fishing with my boy. Watch the sunset kick back in my yard. Take my Harley on a real long, lazy Sunday drive. And do a little more nothing once in a while. Yeah, maybe kick my feet up, watch an old rerun on TV, laughing with old Barney, Andy and Amby. I like the simple life, the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, we didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I'd trade all those memories for one more day, how it used to be. Sometimes we just can't see. So caught up in where we're trying to get. Life as we know it could be gone in a minute. I want the simple life the way it used to be. We left our doors wide open, didn't need no key. I've been around the world, seen all there is to see. I've trade all all those memories. One more day, I like to simple ride. I like to simple ride.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and they are fucking needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time. And that was Inner Skinner with Simple Lies. And, you know, it's got to the point where, you know, I can think back. I know how, man, how it used to be fucking goddamn fun. Get up in the morning and the sun's shining through, like on a spring morning. And just, oh, I'm going to go get some beer. I'm going to get fucking hammered. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to waller in that fucking sun. I'm going to go shoot some guns. I'm going to go have some goddamn fun. And, you know, or just being with your kids on a, you know, on a Sunday and having a fried chicken and what might have you, you know, the good feel. I can't even fucking remember the good feelings no more. It's how far it's gone. It's gotten away from us. And you know what? We can decide exactly how we want this fucking country to be. We can take all their technology and shove it up their fucking ass and say, there's nothing you can do about it. We'll keep the fucking nuclear bombs. We have the codes and we will be fucking have massive strength when it comes to destruction of anybody who tries to fuck up our simple fucking life and letting us live and being happy. I don't know nobody that's fucking happy. I mean, you go out and you do things because you know, you have children, grandnieces, grandnephews, what might have you. But it's not the feeling. You will not feel it. Not like it used to be. And they have done this to us on fucking purpose. How dare you fucking come and tell me you're going to change my fucking life to make me miserable. I'll blow your fucking ass into who in the fuck are you? That's why they hide. That's why they change their fucking names. They change their names so you'd fucking to keep you away from them so you can't fucking take care of their asses. That's why. We'll go back to it. Like I said, there is a plethora.
You're spot on.
I hate being spot on, brother. I wish I weren't. Drag queen Shagilia, who has now been accused of multiple sexual assaults, gave the welcome speech to Vice President Kamala Harris' Pride event hosted at the VP's home in 2022. So this does not fucking matter. You know, we wipe these son of a bitches out. It's like that I was saying earlier, we'll have the life that we fucking want, or we'll crush everything that ain't it. That's what they've done to us. They've fucking taken everything that fucking was our happy, you know, the fucking hunting and fishing and stuff that used to be the poor man's fucking recreation. Now they fucking, you know, they charge thousands of dollars for somebody to go out and show you, well, actually catch the fish for you and let you reel it in like a little fucking kid because you ain't no goddamn fisherman. And but the hunting and the gathering, I mean, we used to go pick blackberries, you know, and you'd take all your kids out and spend a night and pick blackberries and come home and make jelly. And man, life used to be fucking good. It really did. And we can have it back. All we got to do is stomp these bastards out. We have the judicial authority to do it through the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. We're just going to have to stand up and get a fucking spine and do it. This one was a horrid one. It's long. I'm going to read some of it. But this was sent in by Galen, who lives in Hawaii. HB 2079 would legalize child kidnapping for sex change. Did you hear what I said? This is how far these fuckers think they can go. I mean, goddamn, this is what happens when you don't stomp them out. I mean, when you... you don't fucking nip it in the bud. It ain't not only not been nipped in the bud, it's fucking things growing into a fucking tree. Now you're going to have to chop it down. The Hawaii kidnapping bill, HB 2079, relating to health, is among the worst proposed laws of legislative session. Like I said, it's really long, so we're not going to see it all. Awaiting Senate action after passing the House, HB 2079 grants a de facto immunity and asylum in Hawaii for any kidnapper who claims to be helping a child receive so-called gender-affirming treatments. The bill's intent to legalize interstate kidnapping is outlined in the text. Jurisdiction declined by reason of conduct. In making a determination under this section, a court shall not consider as a factor weighing against the petitioner any taking of the child or retention of the child after a visit or other temporary relinquishment of physical custody from the person who has legal custody if there is evidence that the taking or restriction of the child was for the purpose of obtaining gender-affirming health care services for the child and the law or policy of the other state limits the ability of a parent to obtain gender-affirming health care services for the child, and they decide if you don't want it. What they're saying is fucking your kid could be at school. You go, where is my kid? Oh, it's gone. They don't even got to tell you where they took your kid. But they can just take your fucking kid, take it to fucking Hawaii, and they're telling you you're at state you live in, you can't even charge them with fucking kidnapping because they're going for gender affirming. This is all fucking goddamn communist dogma bullshit. I tell you what, you took one of my fucking kids, I'd come to Hawaii. I would get me a gun. I'd get me a bomb. I'll blow you motherfuckers up. Anybody that would stand for this is not fucking human. It goes on and on and on. And, you know, it's the whole fucking bunch of fucking, what do you call it, legalese. This is blatant violation of the Supreme Superior Absolute Unalienable Law of December 15, 1791. And it's fucking telling that's exactly what it is, that a stranger could take your fucking kid, like, from school and just take off to fucking Hawaii with it, and you don't have no goddamn rights. You go over there, and we're here for sex change stuff, and it's fuck you, really? Yeah, I'll tell you what, yeah, you can. You take a fuck, I tell you what, guns change everything. Guns and fucking goddamn other terrible implements of the soldiers change everything. You did this shit to me, people would fucking die. And I mean, I would go for the fucking snake's head and I'd work my way fucking down until you killed me. But I'd kill as many of you motherfuckers as I possibly could, and you'd find out, no, you can't just write something down on a piece of paper. And these goddamn family courts, they're fucking goddamn violations of the fucking law. You can't have a fucking court that is not within the jurisdiction of the fucking common law. And a family court is goddamn, it's dictatorship. These son of a bitches think they have the authority to fucking, they know they don't, but they have written down that they have the authority and people have allowed it. This goes way back. Everything that's happening to us goes way back, but it all comes down to the same thing. We have fucking allowed this shit to the point to where I read this whole fucking thing where it is kidnapping, but you can't charge them with kidnapping. So all we got to say is we brought them here for sex change or sex fucking goddamn drugs or whatever, and they just do a little interview on the fucking computer, and one of these fucking freak fucking doctors says yes, and fucking that person can take your kid and go to the airport, get on the fucking plane, go to fucking Hawaii, and then once you get to Hawaii, you have no fucking rights whatsoever. And the state you live in, you can't charge the person with kidnapping. And you know what? You wrote this shit down, motherfuckers. I want to see you enforce it. You're gonna run into the wrong son of a bitch sooner or later, and you're not gonna like how this fucking turns out. Oh, that one pissed me off. A Bill Gates company is about to start building a nuclear power plant in Wyoming. Well, why fucking not? Hmm. I like this one here. This is kind of a little more encouraging. Ireland, the terrible truth about wokeness. This is Brendan O'Neill, Spike is the name of the site. Ireland's latest referendum exposed just how zealous and reckless the elite's culture war has become. A miraculous medal is a small pendant that features the Blessed Virgin. Normally she's shown crushing a serpent beneath her feet. They're devotional medallions. They come in silver or gold, and to some Catholics, they're a means of asking the Virgin Mother for an intercession for her holy assistance in healing of a sick person, or the enchantment of some other kind of miracle. And would you believe it? Electoral officials found some stuffed among the ballots, no doubt by voters hoping Jesus' mom might miraculously make the dual referendums go away. In the end, they didn't need the mothers of God. The mere mortals who make up Ireland's electorate were enough to see off the government proposals, but are put forward in the referendums. First, to update the meaning of the word family in the Irish Constitution, and second, to alter the Constitution's sexist reference to women's duties in the home. Huge majorities said no to both of these suggested amendments. Way to go, fucking Ireland. And yet the presence of the medals was touching nonetheless. They found some in Letterkenny and Donegal. In fact, reports that, Donegal Daily, several of the miraculous medals turned up at various ballot boxes across the country. Others were discovered in Limerick at one polling station. No fewer than 11 medals were found. Yes, campaigners didn't have a prayer, queeped Dongle's a paper. I'm not a miracles kind of guy. I don't believe in God, far less his mom. And yet there was something reassuring in this revelation that old Ireland ain't dead yet, and old America ain't dead yet either, you son of a bitches. That for all the Irish elite's turbo smug embrace of woke, of the post-Catholic, post-national, post-everything politics of permanent flux, there still exist people like my late grandmother. Anyone who grew up among the older generations of rural Ireland will be familiar with miraculous medals. Damn it. I got to take a drink. My mouth is sticking to my mouth, and this is hard enough to read. Medals. You have one pressed into your palm before a long journey. Every new car was fitted with a medallion of St. Christopher before being taken to the roads. Holy water was forever being rubbed on our foreheads in case we came across serpents of our own. You could be forgiven for thinking such people were extinct. The only time you see elderly religious Irish women these days, miraculous medals were almost entirely the preserve of women is in a Martin McDowell film for the Courtling Entertainment of English middle class who patronize Curzon cinemas. She'll be wearing a shawl and a scowl and saying something stupid. That's how the culture architects of New Ireland view Old Ireland, as a bizarre, mercifully dead place that was peopled by idiots and high sectrics. And yet it turns out those people aren't museum pieces after all. They are, they're not a vanished tribe. They're still out there. And best of all, they're pleading with the Blessed Virgin not to crush a serpent this time, but to crush the politically correct overclass of Dublin and its ceaseless meddling in constitutional and historical affairs. A holy medal tumbling from a ballot box as the voting papers are emptied out feels like a cry from the past, the quiet roar of a forgotten people. It's as if older Ireland, that Irish people are now instructed to feel ashamed of, with its strange traditions and superstitions, is whispering into the political ether, we're still here. The referendum results more broadly felt like this, like a defeat, a definite defense of tradition against a hauntingly indifferent Dublin elite and dress up in his disdain for Ireland's past. In the language of modernization, the vast majority of voters will not have been miraculous metal people, of course, but what did unite many of them was a desire to stand up for history against today's year zero establishment that makes the ballot box revolt so stirring. Voters were asked to say yes or no to two amendments to the Constitution of 1937. First, they were asked if they wanted to change the meaning of the word family so that it would extend beyond marriage to include other durable relationships. Then they were asked if they'd like to change the Constitution's focus on a woman's duties in the home by adding a new clause acknowledging that all sorts of family members provide care in the domestic setting. The political class invested huge amounts of money and energy into encouraging voters to say yes. So these sweeping tweaks, but voters refused to play ball. 68% said no to altering the definition of family, and 74% said no to updating the section on a woman's duties. It was a crushing defeat for the establishment. Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, all lined up behind yes. Dublin's chattering class is fuming with the voters. They've rejected an opportunity to extract Ireland from the constitutional's straitjacket of Catholic social teachings and anarchistic views about women and girls, says one columnist. The version of certain Irish people as anarchists and the Constitution itself as hopelessly outdated is widespread among the educated classes. Indeed, Torshirt's Leo Varadkar had said it was time to change the very old-fashioned, very sexist language about women in the Constitution. In the elite's eyes, presumably the folks who said no to this project are both very old-fashioned and very sexist. Good for them. In truth, voters were defending their way of life. They were standing up for the institutions and the ideas that matter hugely to them, marriage, motherhood, against the unilateral meddling of the distant establishment. They understand that adding the other forms of durable relationships alongside marriage in the construction would represent an implicit demotion of the importance of marriage, the specialness of marriage. It's diluted when it's treated as just another relationship. It clearly feels alien to elites of the globalist bent that ordinary people still put so much store by marriage, but they do. Dublin elites might derive their sense of meaning and clout from modern forms of networking and ideology camaraderie, but others prefer the rooted experience of lifelong commitment. For many marriage is their most important source of solidarity. Good for them. Elites are rolling out the excuse for why they failed to get their way. The referendum questions were worded badly. Voters were hoodwinked by the far right, et cetera, et cetera. In truth, the dual referendum represents an existential clash of values, and values the elites don't like won the day. To many of us, it makes perfect sense that ordinary people would go out to defend the institution of marriage and the traditional family. After all, these are institutions in which people take refuge from the vagaries of market society and cultivate their own space of love, independence, and solidarity. The instinct of the post-national elites might be to throw open everything, the state, society, community, to the requirements of global capital. But the instinct of others is to do the opposite, to batten down the hatches of home life against what they rightly perceive to be the economic and ideological menace of the neoliberalism. And this is just what we're talking about. We can have anything we want. And, you know, these people here, they tried to push this fucking goddamn woke shit on them. They said, shove it up your ass. We're not changing the way we live. We're happy. And that's what we should have done. But we had so many after the goddamn multiculturalism pumped into this goddamn country and the fucking communists taking over the fucking educational system. Well, it didn't fucking work out quite that way, did it? Even more important, but I'll tell you what, the majority of the fucking people out there are not shit. I mean, they put a spotlight on this fucking small minority, this 1% and try to act like that's the fucking goddamn people. It's not. I'm glad the Irish came out and said, shove it up your ass. Even more important, this resounding no vote was a defense of the past from an elite that prefers to modernization to any appeal to tradition. Vera Dockler's invitation to the Irish people to overhaul the very old-fashioned language of the Constitution was telling. It spoke to the elite's agitation with things old, their discomfort with history itself. You get the impression these days that the Dublin establishment is mortified that it runs a country that was once so religious and so rural, where gay sex was a crime until 1993 and divorce wasn't legalized until 1995. Waging ceaseless war on Ireland's own past is increasingly the means through which Ireland's new rulers seek to demonstrate their moral fitness for membership of the global species. Superclass. You go somewhere else, motherfucker, and do it. I mean, these people, fuck, I'm glad these fucking people did what everybody should have done. All we ever had to do is say, no, shove it up your ass, go away. You're a handful of fucking freaks. Go out on the fucking island somewhere and be freaks, but stay the hell away from us. National self-loathing is a veritable industry in modern Ireland. Culture influencers have reimagined the past as a constant hell of Magdalenian laundries. I mean, there's a lot of stuff here. I'm sorry, I'm reading this so poorly. Spiteful priests, alcoholism, stupidity, and petty nationalism. Virtually every Irish film and novel is a depressing tale of how ignorance once reigned supreme on the being besieged island is what it means. The old English caricatures of the Irish as a freckless race have nothing on the new Dublin elite's caricature of the Irish as the damaged victims of a demographic church and a nationalist strongman. You don't have to think old Ireland was perfect to recognize that these grotesque renderings of Irish history are less about historical truth than about pouring the virtue of the new elite, proving the virtue of the new elite by constantly castrating it with the vices of the old. And that's as far as I'm going to go because this is hard. I don't know who wrote this, but this is really very difficult to read. And I'm fucking burnt out. So anyway, people, the Irish told them to shove it up their ass. We're gonna live the simple life the way it used to be. And fucking marriage means marriage between a man and a fucking woman. And it's forever. And it's about love. And you're not going to dilute what our fucking beliefs are with your goddamn wokeness, you fucking communist pricks. Good for the Irish. That's all I can fucking say. They did the right thing. And I'm tired. So we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, think about all the mistakes we made along the way. Well, I didn't, but that the people have made along the way here. We had such a, I mean, even under the tyranny, I mean, I was born into communism, so whereas anybody my age, I'm fucking 62 years old, 61, almost 62. But we were born into communism, but goddamn. In the, up till about 1983 or 4, I never felt so fucking free. I was out on an Indian reservation. I mean, goddamn, you were free. You could go hunting when you wanted. You did what you wanted. Fished when you wanted. Didn't worry about nobody bothering you because no fucking authorities would come near you. They wouldn't come near the place. It was too fucking dangerous. And then I see what today it destroyed, completely fucking destroyed, and it makes me want to puke. And my wife's gone, and they've taken pretty much everything they can take from me, but I got something to give back, and I aim to give it back. And so, that being so, that's a word from the trenches.